welcome to Off the Page, the podcast where we take the words off the page and into your ears. As always, this episode of Off the Page will contain pieces written by the members of the Creative Writing Society at the University of Nottingham. You can visit uncws.com to find out more about the society and to visit our blog to read even more pieces by the members. So once again, welcome to Off the Page.
Hello listeners, I'm Madeline Roach. I'm the host of Off the Page. I'm the webmaster for Creative Writing Society. So this was originally a plan that we were going to have over Easter to make mini episodes of Off the Page, which are around 10 or 15 minutes. But considering the situation with the coronavirus and how we need to maintain social distancing and how uni has been closed and stuff, we thought that we could start them now. It will give you some time away from whatever you need to do, whether that's uni work or working from home or anything like that, and a bit of time where you don't have to think about all of the things that we're supposed to be worrying about and all of the things that we're supposed to be doing. So you can go to another world for 5 minutes and just take a bit of time away. So you might want to listen to this as a break whilst you're doing some work or with a cup of tea before you go to bed or first thing in the morning. But I hope that you enjoy it and I hope that you find some comfort in this. So the first piece is going to be by Ravi and then the second piece is going to be by myself. So I really hope you enjoy it.
This is Off the Page.
Okay, so just a bit of context on this piece. I came up with the idea for this last night about 11 p.m. and today I went to a cafe, got a pot of tea and kind of wrote it. So here is this. It's called Dawn. It is midnight. It is always midnight here. You look out onto the city streets through the large glass windows. The sky, eternally painted with a starry night, due to an enchantment you don't quite understand, is still and calm. The outside world, gently illuminated by lantern light, is sleepy. The inside world is not. The band plays a waltz unlike any you've heard before. It is fast and electric, and every note sends a thrill through your veins, intensified by the sugar rush of 3 slices of cake. But you keep your eyes trained on the cobblestones, not moving save for your gentle swaying, allowing your dress to billow around you. If you turn around, you'll see one of your best friends attempting and failing miserably to flirt with his once boyfriend, now husband. It's sweet how tongue-tied he gets, even after 5 years. You'll see another of your friends at the bar with her husband, trying every drink in the place. You'll see 3 more on the dance floor, moving offbeat to a music all of their own making. You love them with every fragment of your heart. You love her. She looks beautiful in the suit you picked out for her. The light grey, the dark blue, the open collar of her crisp white shirt. Her eyes, those damned cobalt eyes, are still lit by that fire of mischief that drew you to her. She stands next to you, but you don't look at her. Not yet. Not right now. You just stare out of the window, working on your 4th slice of cake. The music has changed. A slower, peaceful melody. The tune warms you. It wraps around your soul and imbues it with bravery. You turn to her, and she is already looking at you, a hand outstretched. You take it and follow her. 1 hand rests on your waist. The other still holds yours. Love is its own kind of lightning, different yet similar to that of the music, and it crackles in the places where your body meets hers. As you step and twirl and promenade, she begins to grin, wider and brighter with every passing beat as she pulls you close to her. In that moment, here in the city of eternal midnight, you can't help but feel like it is dawn.
This is Off the Page.
this is something that I started writing after our murder mystery in the autumn semester. The theme was pirates, so this thing is just titled Pirates with three question marks. So at the moment it's 1,571 words, and then I didn't know where to go with it, so I haven't written any more of it, but I will read you a little snippet of it. So this includes some of the characters that I wrote for the murder mystery who were basically on a all-female ship, although I have changed the name of that ship because it was slightly inappropriate. Okay. Inhale the salt-heavy air. Exhale into the stinging wind. The salt used to burn her lungs, her throat. She used to sleep with dry, sore eyes, but now she stands at the bow of her ship and the wind, the salt, the waves do not faze her. The rocking of the boat used to have her stumbling, made her feel sick and left her legs feeling weak and wobbly when she stepped foot on land. Now she sways with the boat, stable on her feet as the sea toys with her ship. She's learnt a lot since becoming the captain of the Howling Sun, and not just how to calm her stomach on rough seas. Captain, a voice says, and she turns to see her navigator, her wind-whipped hair held away from her face with a dirt-caked hand. The sea is getting rough. It's a statement of fact with a layer of warning. She was well known for sailing into the centre of storms, into the breaks of rough waves, and come out unfazed, the rest of the crew pale with nausea. Artemis, are you listening to me? Artemis was named after the Greek goddess of the hunt and the moon. Her mother was loving, but poor and sickly, and Art learnt how to survive in a world that cared not for loving, sickly women and their daughters. Steal gold out of the pockets of rich men. Street rat, tow rag, scum. She'd been called more cruel things than nice things and faced punishment after punishment for getting caught. None of them were enough to stop her. Not the dragging her home by her ear, not the backhands across the face, not being publicly flogged and coming home with wounds that would leave scars. Not even when she reached into the wrong pocket of a captain of an old ship and she was forced to be the powder monkey from the age of 12. In between having cannons blasting through the ship, nearly wiping her out multiple times, she still stole from the crew, and when she was 17 and they had docked in a local town for wine and women, she took her small fortune and left. Vanished. She ran into the same ship with the same captain 3 years later and blasted it apart without a scratch to the Howling Sun. She'd only had the ship for 2 years back then, and the all-female crew had only just fully formed, none of them completely sure how the pirate had acquired it. They told stories under the starlight when they thought she was out of earshot. She had stolen it. She had sold herself for it. She was a witch. Art liked that one the best. Let them think she was magical, that she had wished the Howling Sun into existence, that she controlled the sea. She wasn't scared of it, unlike the rest of them. You don't fancy a ride? She asks, smiling a wicked twist of her mouth. Her navigator, Ayola Smith, raises a single eyebrow. I take that as a no. We should see if we can dock somewhere. We need supplies anyway. Ayola had a way of making decisions that sounded like suggestions. It made Art feel like she had decided it herself when it was merely an idea planted and allowed to grow. Wine and men. Artemis's look of disgust made Ayola's laugh raise loud above the roar of the wind. For the ones of us who are that way inclined. Why on earth they would be, I'd like to know. Ayola took 2 steps up onto the forecastle deck, 2 more to reach Artemis, and leant forward so that the wind blew her scent to encompass them both. I don't know either, she whispered, so softly that the only reason Art could hear it over the screams of the wind was because they were so close. Maybe we should show them how unnecessary men are. Her smile was immoral and too pretty, and Art wanted to bite it off. They'd have already asked if they were curious, she says instead. The walls aren't soundproof. Ayola takes the rejection well, biting her bottom lip teasingly before leaning back. Don't make me turn this boat around, Art, she says over her shoulder as she walks away.
This is Off the Page.
So, I'm hoping to carry on with these mini episodes. The original plan whilst we were going to have them over Easter was to record a load before the Easter holidays, and then I would edit them. However, we can't meet up to have recording sessions. So, If you would like to record yourself reading a piece, which can be up to 2,000 words, you can just do it on your phone, on your laptop, just as long as the sound quality is decent and not, you know, incredibly awful. And then if you send it to me, I can edit it and put it into a mini episode. I will send out an email to the members of Creative Writing Society to tell them how they can submit. But basically, yeah, that's how we're hoping to work this. If we get enough submissions, it can be something to look forward to every week or perhaps every other week. It depends how many submissions we get. And it can be your time where you can take a little bit of time away from work and this global pandemic, which is terrifying, frankly. But I hope that you're looking after yourself and taking it seriously. Social distancing, self-isolating, cleaning your hands, and not panic buying because that's stupid, and just generally being smart about it. But yeah, look after yourselves. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
So that's the end of this episode of Off the Page. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed it. Check out the links in our description for our SU page, social medias, and the blog. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.
Sorry, I was thirsty.